Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Equinix, a heavyweight in the data center and interconnection space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Equinix, known by its ticker EQAX, to break down what makes this company tick, where it's excelling, and where it might face some headwinds. Let's unpack their recent performance, key financials, and strategic moves to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Before we jump into the SWOT, let me set the stage. Equinix operates in the real estate investment trust space, specifically as a leader in global data center services and interconnection solutions. They're a critical player in the digital infrastructure world, supporting cloud computing, AI, and the ever-growing need for data storage and connectivity. With a massive market cap, and a presence across multiple continents, they're not a small fish by any means. Their business model thrives on providing the backbone for enterprises shifting to hybrid and multi-cloud environments, which is a trend that's only getting stronger. Now let's touch on some recent developments. Based on the latest updates, Equinix has been making headlines with solid quarterly results. Their Q2 2025 earnings call revealed revenue hitting $2.26 billion, up 5% year-over-year, which signals steady growth even in a competitive landscape. They're also pushing hard on expansion, with new data center projects and a focus on sustainability initiatives that could bolster their appeal to ESG-focused investors. Performance-wise, the stock has shown resilience over various timeframes, with positive returns over the past year and even stronger gains when you zoom out to a five-year horizon, outpacing many peers in their industry. However, there are whispers of operational challenges and margin pressures that we'll dig into shortly. All right, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a SWOT breakdown: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to give you a clear picture of where Equinix stands for long-term investors like us. Strengths. First up, Equinix boasts a dominant market position in the data center and interconnection arena. Their global footprint spans key regions, and their revenue breakdown by geography shows strong contributions from multiple markets, reducing reliance on any single area. This diversification is a big plus for stability. Financially, they're on solid ground with consistent revenue growth. That 5% year-over-year jump to $2.26 billion in Q 2025 isn't explosive, but it's steady, and their gross profit margins remain healthy, reflecting efficient operations. Plus, their free cash flow yield looks promising, which means they've got cash to reinvest or reward shareholders. Another strength is their strategic focus on interconnection services. As more businesses adopt hybrid cloud solutions, Equinix's platform is positioned as a critical hub. Their latest earnings call highlighted growth in this segment, which could be a long-term driver. Lastly, their dividend yield, while not sky-high, adds a nice layer of income for investors. Combined with a history of dividend payments, it shows they're committed to returning value, which is music to the ears of long-term holders. Weaknesses. On the flip side, let's not ignore some cracks in the armor. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. While they've got the cash flow to manage it, a heavy debt load can limit flexibility, especially if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten. Margin pressures are another issue popping up in recent discussions. Despite solid revenue, the latest earnings call pointed to rising costs in certain areas, which could squeeze profitability if not addressed. For us long-term investors, this is something to watch closely. Also, while their current ratio and quick ratio suggest decent liquidity, they're not overly robust. If unexpected challenges hit, they might need to lean on external financing, which isn't ideal. Opportunities. Now let's talk growth potential, because Equinix has some exciting tailwinds. The explosion of data-driven technologies, think AI, IoT, and 5G, is driving insane demand for data centers. Equinix is perfectly positioned to capitalize on this, especially with their ongoing investments in new facilities and capacity expansion. Their push into sustainability is another opportunity. With more investors prioritizing ESG factors, Equinix's commitment to renewable energy and carbon neutrality could attract a broader investor base and even win them favorable contracts with eco-conscious clients. Looking at valuation, their forward PE ratio suggests the market expects continued growth, and while it's not dirt cheap, it's reasonable compared to industry averages. If they execute on their growth plans, there's room for the stock to climb over the medium to long term. Geographically, there's still untapped potential in emerging markets. While they're strong in established regions, expanding deeper into high-growth areas could unlock significant revenue streams down the line. Threats. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. One big threat is the competitive landscape. The data center space is getting crowded, with heavyweights and new entrants vying for market share. If Equinix can't differentiate or keep pricing power, margins could take a hit. Economic uncertainty is another risk. A slowdown in enterprise IT spending could dampen demand for their services. While their long-term outlook aligns with digital transformation trends, short-term hiccups in the economy could rattle the stock. Regulatory pressures are also worth mentioning. As data privacy and security laws tighten globally, Equinix might face higher compliance costs or operational constraints, especially in regions with strict policies. Finally, their reliance on continuous CapEx for growth is a double-edged sword. While necessary for expansion, heavy investments in property and equipment, evident in their cash flow statements, could strain finances if returns don't materialize as expected. So what's the big picture here? Equinix is a powerhouse with a strong foundation, riding massive secular trends like cloud adoption and data growth. Their recent performance and strategic moves show they've got the chops to stay ahead, but they're not without challenges. That debt load and margin pressure are real concerns, and the competitive heat isn't cooling off anytime soon. For long-term investors, this stock offers a compelling mix of stability and growth potential, but you've got to keep an eye on how they manage costs and navigate economic shifts. Short-term volatility might create buying opportunities, especially if the market overreacts to temporary setbacks. But the real play here is holding for the long haul as digital infrastructure becomes even more critical. As a quick insight before we wrap up, consider their operating cash flow trends. They've been strong, which supports their ability to fund growth internally, but any dip in this metric could signal trouble ahead. Also, watch their earnings calls for updates on interconnection revenue. That's the secret sauce that could set them apart. In conclusion, Equinix presents a solid case for long-term investors who believe in the unstoppable rise of digital infrastructure. There are risks, no doubt, but the rewards could be substantial if they execute well. Stay tuned to MarketSnap for more deep dives like this, and don't miss our daily stock market summaries and stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Equinix as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.